Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Drought stress has resulted in poor canola stands that are unable to be harvested in the state of North Dakota. Poor canola stands may provide an alternative forage option for drought-stricken livestock producers. North Dakota State University Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist Miranda Meehan says livestock producers facing forage shortages may be able to feed their cows canola, provided they take certain precautions. She adds, while canola makes palatable feed, it may take a day or two for cattle to become accustomed to the taste. If canola is hayed, drying time is critical to avoid moldy feed later, according to Meehan. Typically, the plants take 4 to 6 days to dry. Proper moisture levels, 16 to 18% content for baling. Meehan advises producers to follow these recommendations for safely introducing animals to canola hay or silage. Introduce the canola hay or silage slowly by replacing a part of their diet over a week or 10 days. Secondly, have another type of forage available for cattle in confinement for the first 2 weeks as canola is being introduced. And the third recommendation is to test the hay or silage for concentrations of sulfur and nitrates and formulate rations or design feeding schemes to reduce risks associated with feeding forage canola. Well, not much has changed during the past week in the condition of the nation's corn crop. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
Much of the Midwest growing areas got some timely rains over this past week.
And that led to stabilization of crop conditions.
Especially for the corn crop, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as of this past Sunday, the percent of corn crop in good to excellent condition nationally, same as the week before.
65%. We did see a 1-point increase in the very poor to poor ratings, 9% versus 8% last week.
Because those rains did not reach up into the northern corn growing areas.
For example, in North Dakota, where very little rain fell, 32% of the corn rated very poor to poor. Last week, that number was 27%.
Now, South Dakota did get some rain, and as a result,
we saw an overall net decrease in the very poor to poor ratings. From last week's 24% to 21%.
As far as corn development, overall 56% of the nation's corn already in the silking stage or beyond, compared to the average for this time of 52%.
The National Pork Board recently invited their board of director members to talk about how they will serve America's pork producers during their term. Bob Ruth is a producer from Pennsylvania, started in production agriculture in 1985. Later, he joined the Clemens Food Group.
We had 5,600 sows in Pennsylvania, and then in the year 2000, Phil Clemens approached me about coming to work for the food group and helping them with their production efforts. And so I started with them in 2000 and have been with them ever since.
This is Inside Agriculture.